Welcome to the first season of Ancient Anecdotes powered by ListenCom. This is your host, Ramanathan Iyer.
And this is Lalita Ramanathan.
Good night, Papa.
Papa. I can't sleep. I keep feeling there are some people in my room.
Like me?
No, Pa. Other people. Like thieves and kidnappers and murderers.
Huh?
I feel they might creep upon me in the night.
How will they come up here, Papa?
They might climb up to the room, no?
How, Papa? You are on the 8th floor of a gated community that has patrolling security all the time.
They will come through the roof.
Papa, there is literally a barred window there. Tell me, what all did you do today?
Nothing new, Pa. Just playing.
When Rishabh and you were playing in the room, what were you up to?
Just drawing and telling stories.
Oi, tell me the truth.
Actually, you know what happened? When you and Paresh uncle were discussing about the trip to Horanadu and Rishabh and me were playing in the room, Rishabh suggested, let's check out some cool videos about where we're going.
Okay.
His eyes were gleaming with mischief. I hesitated, but we're not supposed to use laptop without mom or dad, I said. Rishabh coaxed me. He said, come on, Lalita, they'll never know. We'll just watch a few videos. Yeah, I gave in. And soon, we were lost in the labyrinth of YouTube without any filters to steer us away from the content that were not meant for our eyes.
And now you're not able to sleep. Papa, it is important to always do the right thing, even if it means admitting to a mistake. Protecting a friend doesn't mean hiding the truth, especially when you both know it is wrong.
I'm so sorry, Pa.
Sorry, sir. Don't worry. This is nothing new. King Vasu also tried to support Indra and had to spend some time in the Rasatala Loka as detention.
Huh? Indra also saw YouTube videos that were not meant for his age, is it?
His age, ah? You know how old Indra is? Anyhow, the story is not actually about YouTube videos, but it is a really good, interesting listen, nevertheless.
Ooh, story time.
But you must go off to sleep right after this, okay?
Okay, Pa.
In the ancient pages of the Skanda Puranam, during the Satya Yuga, Brahma performed various yajnas using seeds that had been stored for 3 years and were devoid of sprouts. This is a great dharmic yajna worship. During the Satya Yuga, all the sages followed the injunctions that Lord Brahma had laid down. Then the great deluge arrived inevitably at the end of Satya Yuga. As the golden age of Satya Yuga ended and the Pralaya led to the beginning of the Treta Yuga, with the Swayambhuva Manvantara, the great king Vishwajit was appointed to the position of Devendra. Guided by Pitamaha Brahma, Vishwajit acquired the sagacity to teach Manu the righteous execution of the yajnas, employing sattvic practices on earth. This profound teaching got recorded in the cosmic ether called as Chidakasha. It was accessed by meditating sages who felt it to be conveyed directly to them. Hence, the Vedas came to be known as Shruti. Renowned as Shrautas, these sages, immersed in contemplation, assimilated these teachings, which were then orally transmitted to their pupils. These teachings, once codified, came to be known as Smriti, with the pupils being referred to as Smartas.
Smartas. Smart people, is it?
Yes, people who had living gurus in their lifetimes are definitely smart. You are also a smartha, by the way.
And their gurus had to shout out the knowledge by mouth. That's why they were called shoutas, huh?
Hey, thief fellow. Not shoutas, shrautas. Tell?
Shrautas.
Good. In the Vedic tradition, yajnas are conducted by 4 priests. The Hota, who recites Rig Vedic invocations. The Adhvaryu, handling the ritual's physical aspects and offering oblations and so on. the Udgata, priests who will be chanting the hymns aloud for everyone to hear, and the Brahma, overseeing the Yajna, correcting any errors. Say,
Hota, Advaryu, Udgata, and Brahma.
Good job. In order to further the sovereignty of the Devas, Devendra, Vishwajit began a great sacrifice called as the Ashwamedha Yajna. The ritual was to proceed in accordance with the injunctions laid down by the Vedas. But since the Devas at the time were desirous of consuming non-vegetarian food, they conveniently interpreted the Vedic injunction for the Ashwamedha Yajna oblations to offer animal sacrifices. Meanwhile on earth, Swayambhu Manu married Shatarupa, and through Lord Brahma's grace, their first kingdom was set up in the verdant land of Chedi, where the earth sang with life. Manu and Shatarupa's son was the great Uttanapada. His son was Raja Vasu. Raja Vasu's heart was a sanctuary for all creatures, great and small. He believed that every flutter of wing and whisper of leaf was a verse in the grand hymn of existence.
Appa, wasn't Dhruva King Uttanapada's son?
True. Grandad used to tell us that before he became Dhruva, he was called Vasu.
So Dhruva is only King Vasu?
Yes, correct. Steeped in devotion, Vasu lived as a true Vaishnava, his heart and soul dedicated to Lord Mahavishnu, fostering in him a life of sattvic purity. He was a monarch who found opulence not in grandeur, but in simplicity, nourishing himself with the bounty of the earth, advocating for the care of all beings within his realm. Chedi prospered and shone as a shrine of peace and non-violence as more and more of his loyal subjects became influenced by their king's sattvic tendencies. Lord Mahavishnu, greatly appreciative of King Vasu's austerities, appeared several times before the king. The Lord was ready to grant him any boon he desired. But there was nothing that could unsettle King Vasu's content nature. That is why he attained Dhruvapada and became the pole star. Indra, the ruler of the divine, found kinship with King Vasu. Together they journeyed across the skies in a chariot. Around Vasu's neck was the Vaijayanti, a garland that never wilted, a gift from Indra, symbolizing the depth of their unshakable bond. It was this very chariot that earned King Vasu the title Uparichara, he who traverses the higher skies. But friendship, even divine, can lead even the best of us sometimes astray. It was during a time of great celebration that a challenge to King Vasu's virtues emerged. As fate would have it, a group of great sages, radiant as the sun, arrived on the sacrificial grounds of the Ashwamedha Yajna. They stopped at the location to take respite from their Digvijayam.
Appa, what is a Digvijayam?
Digvijayam is a walking tour of the world aimed at the welfare of the people, Papa. The sages were greeted with all due respect and formalities such as Padya and Argya. Upon seeing the preparations for the sacrifice, the sages, known for their sattvika nature, were taken aback by the inherent violence in the yajna. The sight of the animal destined for the sacrifice deeply unsettled the sages, sparking a crucial dialogue with the devas about the true essence of dharma and yajna.
Suta uvacha adharmo balavaneshu himsa dharme psayatava neshtah pashuvadhastvesha tava yajne surottama adharmo dharma ghataya prarabdhah pashubhistvaya nayam dharmo hyadharmodhyam nahimsa dharma uchyate agamena bhavan yajnam karotu yadihechyasi విధిదృష్టేన యజ్ఞేన ధర్మం అవ్యయహేతునా యజ్ఞవీజైః సురశ్రేష్ట యేషు హింసా న విద్యతే త్రివర్షపరమం కాలం ఉషితేరప్రరోరివిః ఏష ధర్మో మహానింద్ర స్వయం భువిహితః పురా ఏవం విశ్వభుగింద్రస్తు మునిభిస్తత్వదర్శభిః జంగమే స్థావరేర్వేతి కేర్యేష్టవ్యమిహోచ్యతే తే తు ఖిన్నా వివాదేన తత్వయుక్తా మహర్షయః సంధాయ వాక్యమింద్రేణ పప్రచుచ్ఛేశ్వరం వసుం.
The sages, wise and serene, said, O mighty Devendra, O excellent among the Suras, the Agama Shastras in the Vedas speak of the term Aja in Homas and Yajnas. But we urge you to realize the true essence of this word. Aja signifies not just a he-goat, but also grains of rice. It is the latter, the offering of the earth, which upholds the true spirit of the Yajna. The Rishi spoke with fervor. The Devas are born out of sattva, purity and harmony. To you all, the true meaning of the Yajna is the one that pleases Mother Nature, one that is void of violence, one that reflects the nature of both Devi Prakriti as well as our true nature. Lord Mahavishnu, who is verily Bhutakrit and Bhutabhrit Purusha, the Lord we revere, delights in the Yajna that harms no one.
మహర్షయ ఉచుః చతుష్పాదస్య ధర్మస్య స్థాపనే హ్యేవ సర్వథా తాత్పర్యం అస్తి వేదస్య నతు నాశో అస్య హింసయా రజస్తమో దోషవశాత్ థాప్యః సురపానృపా మేధ్యేన అజేన యష్టవ్యం ఇత్యాదౌ మతిజాడ్యతః చాగార్దిమర్థం వువుధుర్ వ్రీహ్యాదిం తునతే విదుః సాత్వికానాం తు యుష్మాకం వేదస్యార్థో యథా స్థితః గ్రహీతవ్యో అన్యథా నైవ తాహుషీ చక్రియోచితా యాద్రశో హి గుణో యస్య స్వభావస్తస్య తాద్రశః స్వస్వభావానుసారేణ ప్రవృత్తిః స్యాచ్చ కర్మణి సాత్వికానాం హి భో దేవ సాక్షాద్ విష్ణురమాపతిః అహింస యజ్ఞే అస్తి తతో అధికారస్తస్య తుష్టయే.
The words of the sages struck deep. When the rituals are performed, they align with the performer's inherent qualities, they said. The sattvikas like us, whose essence is gentleness, must engage in acts that are non-violent. It is the ignorance of rajas and tamas that misguides one to directly interpret the word aja as a domesticated animal. The enlightened know the word aja to mean that which is infinite and that which does not have any birth. Grains and rice are like this. A single grain can give rise to a million more. Our soul is similar. It has neither birth nor death, but becomes different names and forms in every birth. It is said that upon hearing the far-sighted sage's words, Indra was suddenly struck with the realization that now we must decide whether to conduct the yajna worship using grains or animals as oblations. At that exact time, King Vasu chanced to arrive at the scene. Both Indra and the rishis asked King Vasu to clarify the issue. The rishis were sure King Vasu, who rose to the heights of Dhruvapada as a result of ceaseless worship to the Lord, will never condone such violence.
Rishaya uchuhu mahaprajna kathadrishtastvaya yajna vidhi nrpa uttanapade prabruhi samshayam chindhina prabho shrutva vakyatatastesham avicharya balabalam vedashastram anusmritya Yajna Tattva Muvachaha.
Devendra, on the other hand, was confident that his kinship with King Vasu will also hold some sway over his judgment. In the end, King Vasu sided with the Devas.
O revered sages, please forgive me if my understanding is wrong. But if the Yajna is to be conducted according to the Vedas, strictly, then the Vedas merely say, use aja. And one can't attribute the true meaning without corroborative literature to the effect. Since the Yajna is a Shrauta Yajna, it was only heard this way. So I think the meaning of the word aja is open to the Devas for interpretation.
The rishis felt terribly let down. They pleaded in a horrified tone. But what of the Devas' responsibility to Dharma? Not to mention these innocent creatures. King Vasu was rendered speechless. The rishis decreed, O King Vasu, you who chooses his favoritism to Devendra over Dharma should be banished to the Rasatala until redeemed of your act of falsification.
अधश्वभवनं दृष्ट्वा तमर्थं भाग्यतो भवा मिथ्यावादिन्रपो यस्मात् प्रविवेशरसातलम् इत्युक्तमात्रे नृपतिः प्रविवेशरसातलम् ऊर्ध्वचारी वसुर्भूत्वा रसातलचरो अभवत् वसुधातलवासीतु तेन वावयेन सो अभवत् धर्माणां संशयच्चेत्ता राजा वसुरथागतः तस्मान् वाच्यमेकेन बहुज्ञेनापि संशयः बहुद्वारस्य धर्मस्य सूक्ष्मात् दूरमुपागतिः.
King Vasu received the curse with folded hands. This is how the sixth chapter of the great Vasudeva Mahatmya completes in the Skanda Puranam.
Appa?
Yes, sweetheart?
See, this story is about Devas wanting to eat non-vegetarian food. Vasu sided with the Devas. Okay, but how is it related to my seeing the YouTube secretly?
See, everyone knows about the time when Dhruva was not given King Uttanapada's love. Everyone knows when Maharishi Narada educated Dhruva to perform austerities towards Jagannatha Narayana. The Bhagavata Puranam speaks about Dhruva rising to the skies as a pole star and attaining Dhruvapada. But no one knows about him falling from there as well. Until today, if someone said, Dhruva, and asked you, what comes to your mind when you hear this name? What would you have told?
The neglect of his own father and one-pointed focus towards devotion and Narayana, of course.
Correct. You have got it. This is the reason for knowing this version of Dhruva's life. This is the core symbolism in this story. Deprived of his father's love, through Uttanapada's neglect, Dhruva learned the value of earning the highest love, that of Narayana. But there was no tough situation. There was never a dilemma. He was clear about achieving the highest always, and he succeeded in his goal. But what of lesser people? What of people who fail? How can Dhruva's life be an inspiration to you, for instance? You also do your pranayams every day. But see, you have also fallen from your ideals of telling the truth always. You have also failed to adhere to the discipline your parents have laid down for you. What of such people? What will they learn from the original story?
Correct, Pa. Dhruva's original story from Bhagavatam does not emphasize dealing with consequences of one's wrong actions.
Yes, the great and ingenious Vedavyasa thankfully remembered to record this later episode in Dhruva's life. After reaching his goal also, it is necessary to adhere to Dharma. And it is not easy. You mustn't side with your senses. The Devas represent our senses.
Indro me bale shritah balagum hridaye hridayam mayi aham amrite e amritam brahmani.
Correct. Our senses are both our strength and weakness. The Indradi Devas get the urge to digress from the path of Dharma, from the path of non-violence. King Vasu represents the humans now. In spite of knowing that he had to side with Dharma, King Vasu decided to side with his friend Devendra. See, knowing that you should not watch anything without age appropriateness, supervision and filter, you gave in to your senses, to the words of your friends. This might happen to you in future also. Some friend might be smoking a cigarette and might tell you it is okay to try it out. A group of friends might be eating non-vegetarian food, and your circumstances and your friends might try to convince you to consume it. When you go to high school, some friends might be doing drugs. You might want to try it out. The situations are countless. At that time, your appa might not be around to tell you. But the memory of this story will come to your assistance. Dhruva has already demonstrated that even he can fall from the status of Uparichara to Adhochara. Remember this always. I should say no to such dangerous digressions from Dharma.
How unfortunate it was for King Vasupa that Indra always getting good people into troubles. Appa? Is the problem of consumption of drugs relevant to us children as well?
Yes, Papa. Even school children are not safe today. Harmful drugs are more widely available than potato chips nowadays. It is available in pawn shops. As parents, it is important to make children understand the effects of drugs on our human body well ahead of time. Sooner the better. Did all of that make sense to you?
Yes, Pa. Appa, I have a question about the story.
Yes, Papa.
What happened to Indra, Pa? Didn't he get all the punishment as well?
Well, not immediately. Granddad used to tell us that the Vaishnava Kandam in the Skanda Puranam proceeds to talk about how Indra gets his way and sacrifices the animals. He consumes them and also consumes Varuni, the divine liquor. He becomes inebriated. He fails to pay respects to...
to Guru Brihaspati, is it? Is this where the story connects to Brahmahatya Dosha?
Illa pa, not here. This is where the story connects to something even more interesting. You remember Indra gave away his Vaijayanti Mala, the unwilting garland, to King Vasu? Sage Durvasa once wanted to gift another such Vaijayanti garland to Indra. But since Indra was not in his senses from the divine liquor, Indra fails to honor the Vaijayanti Mala that Sage Durvasa gives him. Instead, Indra makes his elephant, the Airavatam, wear it. Enraged, Sage Durvasa curses Indra to lose his immortality and all the benefits of the great Ashwamedha, which Indra took so much trouble to conduct.
Oh God. Then what happens, Pa?
Well, they all go to Lord Mahavishnu to ask for direction, of course, as usual. And the Skanda Puranam talks about how Lord Mahavishnu advises them to speak to the Asuras and together perform the churning of the milk ocean for the divine Amritam or the Ambrosia.
Oh, the Samudra Manthanam story.
Yes. And as part of the group of Devas who got Amritam in the end, Grandad used to tell us that King Vasu also received a drop and so returned to the skies as the pole star again.
So what you are telling is Rishabh will also get a punishment at his house. But Appa...
What, Papa?
How did Mahavishnu allow his dear devotee to fall from the same position he had granted him?
This is what is called Leela or divine play. Didn't Lord Mahavishnu make Indradyumna search high and low for the Purushottama Kshetra Bimba and make him perform 1,000 Ashwamedha Yajnas and then make him create 3 more idols in the process?
What? Indradyumna and Lord Narayana played a treasure trove game with Mahavishnu's idol?
Yes.
Where is the Purushottama Kshetra, Pa?
Current day, Jagannatha Temple at Puri, Odisha.
Oh, the 3 idols of Puri Jagannath. What all happened?
Hey, thief fellow, go to sleep now.
Appa.
And then you can hear it first on
Ancient Anecdotes
on your favorite podcast streaming providers.
Tune in every week for a brand new episode.